And perhaps one of the more exciting projects with this is a new school to house our alternative high school, what we call Timber Academy High School right now. Along with Timber Academy High School, we have two disciplinary alternative education programs at the Center for Alternative Learning. It's called, one's called Venture Center and one's called LEAP, which we're required to have by law. The Center for Alternative Learning right now can have about 40 to 50 students at any one time, just simply based on the space available. We don't market that high school at all. We get kids from A&M Consolidated High School, and we'll begin getting them from College Station High School. Students who are looking for a less traditional school, and we get students in Timber Academy. Some of those students are finishing early their high school careers. Some of them might be coming back to finish after they've dropped out, but it is a place that is a little different than a traditional high school. We would love to be able to expand the offerings of Timber Academy High School by building a new facility, being able to market it, and it would be somewhat of a school of choice perhaps for our high school students. It would be a different experience than A&M Consolidated High School or College Station High School, but provide tremendous learning opportunities for those students. I would anticipate that we would have a significant amount of blended learning, online learning, and students who are learning at their own pace at this school. And while we haven't programmed it out specifically yet, we know that there are examples across the country of schools that are doing such a building as this and having significant success with it. The site for the center for Timber Academy High School, as well as the two alternative disciplinary alternative education placements, which make up our Center for Alternative Learning, right now is at on Timber and George Bush. We anticipate building this campus right there. We're in negotiations right now, as you know, with the city for the purchase of the College Station Conference Center. We are hopeful that that deal and the terms of that can be worked out, which would provide us another option for building the new campus. And so we've done some schematic designs where we would build the campus just where it is right now. We'd tear down what we have and rebuild. We've also done some schematic designs where that would include a portion of where the College Station Conference Center is right now. So our plan is to put it on that facility. We're hopeful to have the option of using the space where the College Station Conference Center is right now. Clearly, that conference center is not inhabitable. We would plan to demolish that building and then start again with new construction. So what a couple of issues we have. We have some parking issues we need to make sure that we rectify in any new construction that we do. And we want to make sure that we build an adequate space for more students than we're able to currently serve there. And so that is the plan at this point. And believe that we have a plan that will work even if we don't acquire the conference center, but that's what we're hopeful to do.
Talk about C2 consideration discussion and possible action related to purchase of the College Station Conference Center. Dr. Colson.
Really, I don't have anything to add that we are in negotiations with the city right now. We hope to come up with the market price of that. Things like the demolition of it and abatement of asbestos and all that has to be considered in that. Our folks are working with the city to come up with the market value, and we're hopeful to come up with a fair price in the very near future. And then assuming we can do that, then the district has plans to move forward with that. Obviously, that's not a guarantee, and we don't know the exact timeline, but as we have talked about, the Center for Alternative Learning, as we have pictured on that land, or at least as a part of that piece of land.
I appreciate, I know speaking for council, I appreciate hearing just what the thoughts are. Unfortunately, because we're in negotiations and such, we can't really talk about it. So we're somewhat limited. But it is nice to hear what the thoughts are for that site and how it's going to be utilized in the future.
Right.